everyone. See some faces I don't know. Glad to have you today. Call our meeting to order. All commissioners present. I'll open with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge if you'd stand with me. Pray with me, please. Father, we bow before you. God, you're an awesome God, and we call on you today for help as we go about county business. Direct us, Father, and give us wisdom what we're doing. We pray, Father, for our nation. We pray for our leaders, our military, all those that serve us in emergency type services. God, we thank you, Father, for giving us the place to live that we have here. And we just pray your work in those people's lives. Help them, God. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next on our agenda we have meeting minutes of 11:29 and 12:03 to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any questions or comments?
The draft notice was corrected that we sent on the 29th to.
Yes.
You absent Jim on a vote taken, and you absent or something on one set, and it was corrected. Is that
right? Right. Yes.
All right.
That it?
That's it.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye, motion carries. Accounts payable. We're ready for that?
Mm-hmm. And there's a transfer in there also.
And one transfer, that's correct.
I don't have the numbers for me. They can insert that in the draft, but motion to approve accounts payable with transfers.
Okay. Oh, yep, that's there on the... Oh, no, that's not the end. That's last.
Yep.
Okay, second. Any questions or comments on that? Mm-hmm. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, next we're ready for public comment.
Paul Bozar.
I'm sorry?
Paul Bozar.
Bozar, okay, Paul. Welcome, sir. For all those that have come to speak, just come up to the podium and give us your name, and we'll welcome you and share what you got for us.
All right, my name's Paul Bozar, 43 years old, moved here 6 years ago. I've been working on a project for about 13 years now. Been all over the world talking with some pretty good-sized corporations and stuff to build this project here in Branson, Missouri. The project is Ozark Extreme Sports Complex and Resort. Basically what we are the world's largest training for action sports. We have one of the most biggest events that's going to be ever scheduled in the United States at this park. Basically, we've got skateboarding, BMX, motocross, cable weight lake systems, Lucas off-road racing. We've got drifting, rally cars. Talking with the corporation right now from across seas about putting in an indoor snowboarding facility. It'll have an NHL hockey rink in it and a snowmobile facility all inside. We're looking at building a convention center for the action sports shows. I'm in litigations with a company out of New York on building it. It's a pretty good sized project. Once we get started, got a lot of dirt work. Altogether, I think once the project is done, you're looking at about 4,000 to 6,000 full-time jobs. This place is huge. Mm-hmm. And it will take approximately almost 1,000 acres to build this facility. Met with some guys last week, quite a few of them, that has a bunch of land here. Pretty well, they agreed on the bids and stuff that I gave them. Today we should be most likely signing the contracts on the property. I'll know more Thursday because we got a big bank meeting with the banks, the SBA guys, and everything else. Basically, this would be a great thing for Branson. you're looking at a lot of people coming in here. I've got shows planned just about every weekend. There will be some kind of action sports show going on. Got probably three of some of the biggest event holders in the United States that I've been working with. And they are telling me right now, I've got letters of intent from all of them to bring in me these huge events. So basically, I think it would be one great thing for Branson, and I just wanted to bring it to your attention of what we are trying to work on. And basically, that's about it for right this moment.
Okay. Questions or comments?
A location? I mean, that's one of the questions I've got is, can you disclose the location? If not, that's fine. So
they kind of told me to wait till today once we signed the contracts because the bank needed to be aware of Friday. The bank was notified. They signed off. I got presented also with another set of property that is both locations are north of Branson.
North of Branson?
Yes, sir. One's up by the high road, and one of them's just a little bit far, almost up where, trying to think of that housing development just north of town.
If you can't disclose it, that's fine. And then what's your timeline again? So you're going to hear from the SBA later on this week.
If everything goes today and they sign, which I was told I've already signed it, I just got to pick up the paperwork and do some other signing with an attorney that's going to be there at this time.
Okay.
He was actually supposed to be with me, but he's trying to take care of this paperwork this morning. If everything goes good, I've got a hem right now. If we can get some acreage laid down, we could probably start holding events, I'd say late June is what they're saying to me right now.
Of next year, 2011, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's with ASA Entertainment. They're going to come in basically once we break the ground, get everything set up to where we can put up everything to what we're building, bring the public all in. I've got a company out of Joplin, Missouri, that's going to come up here and set up the skateboarding facilities. I got a guy that's going to come in here with a big freestyle motocross show and everything else. This will be free to the public. It's something that just to bring out and show everybody what we are actually working on out there.
Okay.
Excellent.
Other questions?
Yes, if you talk about the area that you're talking about, have you corresponded with the sewer department to make sure sewer facilities and the power companies and all this, you've got all that in place?
Yes, I talked last week with planning and zoning and the sewer people, presented my project to them, what we're doing. They love it. Everybody in town loves it. I've talked with almost all the business owners in town about this because what it is we also have an electric car company that will be built out there for rentals because most average people that come here drive less than 100 miles. So we're going to put in watt stations around the town. We're looking at the Branson Landing has already got watt stations facilities set up and was built there. They just haven't put them in yet. So I'm talking with the guy that invented all that right now. There's a huge grant out there. I think it's about $87 million. And I've talked to them about it. I've been out talking with businesses in town about putting them in there because once we go with electric cars, they're going to have places to charge. Also, I've been up Springfield, talked to some guys up there that have owned the malls. We're looking at putting the watt stations in up there because if they want to go from here to Springfield, they have a place to charge them. I think it's a real good deal what I've got going. I mean, I've worked hard for 13 years and a lot of money involved in this. A lot of people, it's really hard to get into this area. I snowboard, I motocross, I got motorcycles at home. 43 years old and I flipped my first motorcycle into a foam pit. It was just a blast. You know, I went all the way to California to do that. People travel to do crazy stuff. The times have changed. This is the year 2011 coming in. Kids nowadays are all into action sports. It's an $85 billion a year profitable industry. Everywhere you look, all these events I go to every month, every year, is to where I learn everything about it, how to set them up, who to put together, who not to put together, because there's rivals in this industry. You know, they're all competing. But when they come together, it's like it's one big family. You get there, you see all these kids screaming, hollering, yelling. The families are out there. The grandparents are out there. It's a big supporting family. Then you got 45,000 fans coming into these events. They're screaming, they're hollering, they're buying all these Monster shirts, Rockstar shirts, Red Bull shirts. It's a huge industry, and I think it's something that Branson would love to have. I know they want it. I go to these football games and everything else. All the kids, all the businesses in town know who I am. They surround me. I went to a basketball game the other night. Kids didn't care about the basketball game. They were all after me, you know, saying, hey, when you got this, this, this. So when I go places, they know who I am. I've been talking with a lot of people in this town for 5 years to make sure the people here know what's going on. Make sure that they want to see it here. I have not heard one bad comment the whole time I have been here. Basically, that's it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
I think you're a little bit excited about it, too.
Oh, I've been excited for 6 years. Yeah. My family loves it. My family supports me so much. My moms, my aunts, my uncles, all the action sport people from Red Bull, everybody. I've got a meeting tomorrow with one of the managers of Red Bull that flew in here. We've been talking. I went out there, talked with them. So they're here. They should be in here this morning. So I got to go to Springfield and pick them up and, you know, set them all up and stuff. So, but that's the deal.
Right.
Everybody supports what I'm doing. I've worked hard. People know I've worked hard in this community to bring this project here. And what good thing about it is we're hiring all local. We pay above minimum wage jobs. Most of the contractors will all be hired here. I have a couple of them that will come in from out of state, but they have to hire from here. Most of the jobs will be out of Missouri Career Center. I'm already set up in there to do the hiring. I'm completely legal.
Good. Exciting to see.
It is.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful deal.
Anything else? Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We're excited to hear what you're talking about.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Paul. All right. Another?
Paula Moriucci.
Paula. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Injustice for all. I want you commissioners to think about the last four words that you just pledged with your hand over your heart to our country, and justice for all. Is that really the course of action you are taking as our Taney County elected officials? Let me tell you how that oath that you just pledged, and justice for all, is working for us. And I'm speaking for my husband. He was not able to be here today. We own land on Fall Creek Road. In 2008, our property taxes were $3,800. In 2009, they jumped to $13,915. That is an increase of $10,008. We think any normal person, as we did, looking at this increase, would immediately think there's something wrong with this amount of increase. We did not receive a tax notice in the spring of 2009. When we did get our tax statement in November of 2009, we went immediately to Mr. Strahan's office and discussed this huge increase in taxes. He agreed there was a mistake made by his assessors. He said that they had appraised it directly off the map and did not go out and look at the property. According to the Missouri Revised Statute 137.115, before the assessor may increase the assessed valuation of any parcel of subclass 1 property by more than 15% since the last assessment, excluding increases due to new construction or improvement, the assessor shall conduct a physical inspection of such property. Was this statute followed in our case? No, not according to Mr. Strahan. While we were in Mr. Strahan's office discussing this great increase, he agreed to go to the Board of Equalization and correct this mistake. We were told we could not go before the board because we did not file an appeal back in the spring of 09. We did not know to file the appeal as we did not get a notice of increase until November 09. According to the Missouri Revised Statute 137.180, whenever an increase, the assessor shall increase the valuation of any real property, he shall forthwith notify the record owner of such increase. Every increase in assessed valuation made by the assessor shall be subject to review by the County Board of Equalization, whereas the landowner shall be entitled to be heard. And the notice, which we did not receive, shall so state. Was this statute followed in our case? No. On November 12, 2009, Mr. Strahan went before the BOE and said, "I feel like it is a horrible mistake. I would like this board to adjust the front 2 acres to $3.50 a square foot, like we had it, but the back 2 acres to 50 cents a square foot, like their neighbors. I feel like this is a mistake on my appraiser's part. Yes, our neighbor's property is valued at $15,000 per acre, and our property is valued at $150,000 per acre. I have a copy of a letter from the State Tax Commission to Mr. Strahan telling Mr. Strahan, according to the state statute 137.490, the State Tax Commission's goal for Taney County is to maintain a property tax assessment that is fair, uniform, and accurate. What is fair, uniform, or accurate about our property being assessed 10 times higher than our neighbor's property? Injustice for all? Not in this case. At November 12, 2009, Board Meeting of Equalization, at the November 12, 2009 meeting of the Board of Equalization, they denied hearing our case. We feel we were discriminated against, and this was a great injustice. We did not receive the due process that we were entitled to as citizens of the United States of America. According to the statute 137.180, every such increase in assessed valuation by the assessor shall be subject for review by the County Board of Equalization, where the landowner shall be entitled to be heard. The Board of Equalization denied hearing our case. Is this justice for all? As law-abiding citizens, we paid under protest the overinflated property tax in December 9. In January of 2010, we talked to Donna Neely about filing with the State Tax Commission. She said we could not do that because we did not go before the BOE in 2009, and we would need to go before the summer BOE in 2010. We went before the summer BOE in 2010, and they lowered our taxes by $6,541 for 2010. At that meeting, we asked for a refund or tax credit for the 2009 taxes. The Board of Equalization said, sorry. According to the Missouri Revised Statutes, 139.031, paragraph 6, all county collectors of taxes shall, upon written application of a taxpayer, refund or credit against the taxpayer's liability in the following taxable year and subsequent consecutive taxable years until the taxpayer has received credit in full for any real or personal property tax mistakenly or erroneously levied against the taxpayer and collected in whole or in part by the collector. Such application shall be filed within 3 years after the tax is mistakenly or erroneously paid. Excuse me. On August 26, 2010, we sent a letter to the county collector requesting a refund for overpayment of taxes due to a mistake being made by the assessor's office. On September 3rd, 2010, we went to Sheila Wyatt, county collector, and asked her about the revised statute. She said if a tax had been mistakenly or erroneously assessed, she could write an abatement, but she wanted to clear it with Mr. Strahan first. She then went to Mr. Strahan, and he denied her request to follow the laws of the state of Missouri. On November 8, 2010, we went to Mr. Strahan again and asked him why he denied the collector's request to write an abatement or give us a credit. He said there is nothing we can do as we needed to go before the Board of Equalization again. He also mentioned that if we did go before the Board of Equalization, they could and probably would increase our taxes. We feel this was a direct threat being made against us. On November 17, 2010, we appeared before the Board of Equalization and presented the revised statute 139.031 and asked for a refund or a tax credit. They tabled the request until they could obtain more information and said that we would be able to speak at the next Board of Equalization meeting. November 29, 2010, we appeared before the Board of Equalization again. They denied to hear our case, and we were not allowed to speak at this meeting. What if this happened to you? We can't imagine anyone on the Board of Equalization saying, "Oh, well, James made a mistake and overassessed me. It's okay. It's just water under the bridge," as one of the BOE members said. What an injustice. We do not understand why the assessor's office does not have to follow the laws and statutes of the state of Missouri. We do not understand why the Board of Equalization, that is supposed to be serving the people of this county, is instead serving the assessor's office and chooses not to follow the laws and statutes of the state of Missouri. It appears that you, as office holders, have forgotten why you were elected, and you have forgotten the oath that you took when you accepted this office. We feel we have been bounced around, discriminated against by the assessor's office, the Board of Equalization, as well as other officials of Taney County. Many of which have given us incorrect or bad advice. We know there is a lot of favoritism and nepotism in many of the elected offices of the courthouse and on the BOE. We are law-abiding citizens. We pay our debts and taxes. We try to set good examples for other people to follow, but have lost faith in the honesty and integrity of some of the Taney County officials. The BOE member who made the motion to deny our request for a hearing has his house listed for sale at $324,500. Mr. Strahan valued it at $208,000. That's a difference of $116,000. Another BOE member and commissioner has his house listed for sale at $581,000. Mr. Strahan has it valued at $314,963. A difference of $266,000. I have 4 acres of land in a hole. It has creek running through it, which makes that part unusable. It has a city sewer running down the middle of it. That part can never be built upon. The entire property is below road level and has a large drainage runoff pipe, city drainage runoff pipe, directly into it. This causes an immense amount of water to be released on our property when it rains. Our land is valued at $600,000, which in all actuality it should be valued the same as our neighbor's property, which would figure out to be $60,000. And justice for all? Not in our case. Donna Neely has been of no help to us, the taxpayer, the person who helps pay her salary. Every time we visited with her, she was negative about the situation. She was quick to tell us what we couldn't do and what wasn't going to happen. She is, however, positive that we got our tax increase notice. Does she have complete control over every piece of mail that leaves this courthouse and the U.S. Postal System? Did she get a signed receipt saying we got the increase notice? We don't know how she can be so positive when she can't even handle her own business in her office. She failed. She told us the BOE meeting on November 17th was at 1 o'clock. She failed to call us and let us know it had been changed to 9:30 a.m. When we showed up that morning, we questioned her about why she didn't notify us. She said, "Oh, didn't I call you?" Then she asked how we found out the time had been changed. We know we are not the only persons that she did not notify of this change of time. And Mr. Paulson, you are quite good at trying to interpret the state laws and statutes of the state of Missouri to benefit you and your comrades on the Board of Equalization. However, when you try and tell us that the statute that says any real or personal property tax mistakenly or erroneously levied against the taxpayer means a tax levy, we think you should go back and study your law books a little better, or even looking up the word levy in the dictionary might help you. No way does that say anything about a tax levy. We know Mr. Strahan can basically do whatever he wants to do when it comes to property taxes. We know he can be fair and unfair. We know of cases that he has lowered the taxes without the taxpayer going to the Board of Equalization. In this county, I guess your tax amount depends on who you are and how well you are liked by the assessor. Again, we feel this is a pattern of discrimination against some taxpayers. We feel we have been given a lot of bad and incorrect advice from some of the elected officials of Taney County. As your boss and one of the people that pays your salary, we would suggest that you learn your jobs, the laws, and the statutes of the state of Missouri. We think the employees of this county, and that includes all of you, need to do some soul searching and clean up yourselves, your offices, and your scrupulous actions. We want you to remember our name, Paul and Paula Moriucci. We want you to remember our faces. We do not plan on going away, rolling over, or let you tramp on us anymore. We are prepared to take up the fight for the good and honest people of Taney County. We know we are not the only ones that have been wronged by you, and we will no longer sit still and be quiet. Under the Missouri Constitution, all assessment of property for tax purposes must be based upon market value and be uniform in the county. And justice for all, not in Taney County, not now, maybe someday. Would you like a copy of my speech, Mr. Pennell?
Yeah, that'd be good. Have any questions or comments for Paula?
Nope.
Questions or comments?
There is questions, but I'll address those with a letter to her.
Okay. All right. We'll move on to the next one.
Rick Ash.
I'm sorry? Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ash?
Jim, I'm actually going to pass that, but I appreciate your time.
Okay. Another?
Okay.
New and old business. Have nothing down.
Just to remind everybody, the PNZ, BOA, PNZ, and the Park Board openings. We had a press release on, I think, last week. And
Transportation Board has a...
Does Transportation Board have one also? I don't think it wasn't missing, but we'll add it to it. But
Transportation Board member.
We're just trying to get the word out so that if people want to serve on any of the boards, please submit their application upstairs to the commission office. So.
Okay.
That's it.
Christy, Wednesday, this is a Christmas for fun type of announcement. Wednesday?
Friday.
10:30.
Yep.
Friday at 10:30 at the flagpole. The Taneyville?
Honor Choir
is going to be singing Christmas carols at the on our lawn here, so everyone's welcome to that. Yep. Other comments, questions?
Do we have, you mean public comment as far as...
Any other business?
Commission business?
No, I have a statement after this is all over with.
Okay, I guess this is a good time. We don't have anything. I was going to speak to Paula's comments as well. Go ahead.
Okay. As we sit in this position of county commissioners, this is not a whipping post for people to come in and voice their abusive language or attitude towards the county commission. I sat here last week and listened to a gentleman come forward, make statements that were totally untrue, didn't know his facts, sit down and... You think about this. Although some people think we do not have a conscience, we do have conscience. We have a family. We do understand. People elect us to serve them. I try to not let my personal feelings interfere with my professional business. I have stood upon those grounds. Took abuse from different newspapers that was unjustly due. Some of them flat out lies. Some of them headlines that were flat out lies. I don't know where it comes to a stop. There is questions that, and I'll just make one. And I think she probably made a mistake when she said. What she said there, but Ms. Maury, she said nepotism in the BOE. I guess she was referring to me and James. James is not even a voting member of the BOE by state statute, and so that in itself was a misstatement as far as I'm not kin, and I hope I'm not kin to these other two characters or either one of the other guys that sit on the board. That when people come forward, I would like for them to have all the accurate information. This was a long a statement made. Several people criticized in the county government. We have a job to do. We dedicate ourselves with many hours of hard work, most of them that are not seen by the public, but are weekend and time off from our families to do that work. To sit behind this bench and represent the people is an honor. And not a place to where, now if I wanted to, I could set up a post out here and every morning before I come into the commission meeting, I guess I could let somebody, I could just take my shirt off and let somebody thrash me till they got content and felt better about themselves. But that is not what this position holds. We're here to conduct county business and we do it to the best of our ability.
Okay. Other comments? Danny, I'd add to your comments that about it not being fun and this and that in the position we hold. It's not always fun. Sometimes public comment. We do kind of, I think you used the word whipping, and I've felt like I've taken a whipping a few times, but as one person told me, I paid $50 to sign up to run for the job. Go whine. So, anyway, that's the spot we're in. To Paula's comments, needless to say, I think in anybody's hearing, she's upset with the situation she's in. And going through it with her as a BOE member, I understand why she's upset, and I'm glad she wrote it out for us. There's some facts there. She gives them as facts. I trust that they are. For a person's taxes to go up from $3,800 to $13,000 in 1 year, We all know where her property is. I think it's wrongly appraised. Our assessor came to us at one point, said there had been a mistake made in his office, and it was changed for 2010. But through the process, it's been said that we can't do anything for 2009. And I would just challenge my colleagues here and the other members of the Board of Equalization. Just this last BOE meeting, we had at least one, I believe, maybe more than one abatements brought to us by the assessor, and he commented, it's your decision. Here's the abatement. If you want to do what it applies or requests, that's up to you guys, the BOE. And so the five-member board made those decisions. And my desire would be that we've got at least one more, I think, BOE meeting. I would like to see the assessor bring us an abatement to correct this 2009 mistake. There was question about the statutes that we can't do it. I think that's where the comment that Paula made about water under the bridge, that state law limits us from correcting the mistake. There's been a number of times that our attorney, when we've discussed a difficult issue, has said, you all are the deciders. It's up, you can do what you want, so to speak. And sometimes says, this is what the law says, but you can do what you want. And the tax money, most everyone understands that, but I'll say it to be repetitive. The tax money goes to our schools, our health department, our fire department, our handicapped. Now we've got a tax that goes to senior citizens. There's a tiny amount that goes to state government. They'd be pretty hard to talk to, but I think we could talk to these other taxing entities and see how they feel. I mean, because that's, if there was a refund issued to these folks, it would come out of their funding. And they're the only ones that I can imagine that would have any axe to grind, so to speak, of us taking action to correct the mistake. And I didn't hear anyone on the BOE argue that there was an error. I would like to see us do what we can to correct that error. Finished. Mr. Earhart, I see your hand, but you are in a tough situation. And I know fairly certain that you haven't been here in the past, but we've been in this position before where the county commission, like Danny and I have this morning, made comments, and someone in the audience would like to respond to those comments. And we have turned them down and said that your opportunity was at public comment. And I'd not be against listening to you, but I would ask my colleagues to say yes or no. And the issue is, and I don't know that it's really been a problem, but we can just keep going on and on with our discussions. And I don't mind missing out on having the last word. I'd be happy for you to have the last word. How about it, Commissioners? You want to hear? Is it all right to listen to Mr. Earhart? Or
my thing is, since we're not posted to talk about this issue, I'd rather not enter into a discussion. I mean, I think I've made myself clear, even last year, we shouldn't be responding to public comments. So,
mine wasn't a response to public comment. Mine was a statement made by the county commission after the meeting was to be adjourned.
Okay.
I addressed some of the things that were made in public comment. It was not, and I made sure that I said, is this meeting on the public comment over with? Mr. Pennell said yes. my direction of that, the statement that I made as a commissioner was about our meetings and the structure and things of our meetings. A lot of people do not exhaust their remedies when it comes to certain things. I think that needs to be explained. It leaves leaves things up in the air. It didn't have anything to do with individuals, personalities, nothing. I didn't have any axe to grind. I wasn't criticizing anybody. I was just making a statement after the meeting. Okay. As a county commissioner. I don't know whether you see anything wrong with that, Jim, or not. If you do, well, I mean, speak up, let me know. I just do not plan on, hopefully, there will be a restructure. I do not plan on sitting in this position for two more years and listening to people who do not have their facts straight. Not that I'm saying that anybody didn't this morning. I'm saying that last week there were statements made that, and I sat here all that time and did not say one word about it, but there were statements made that were not true, and so I just wanted to make that statement so for future meetings. That was my only reason for making the comments.
Okay.
It wasn't during public comment. If you want me to prance down behind the podium whenever public comment comes in and make those statements, then we don't have to. But I hope that as county commissioner, I can make the statements that are needed to be made.
I have no problem with you making the statements at all. You may have misunderstood the question that we have that Jim, I think, was speaking to, is Mr. Earhart would like to comment. I'm all right with it. I need another commissioner to say yes, he's all right for him to speak, or no, it's not. That's what we're needing.
Okay, and Mr. Earhart understands that that we allow 5-minute talks during public comment. I wish that you had signed up, sir, to speak during public comment to do so. I think that as I had to wait for a full week and bite my tongue and I guess make my lips sore from last week, I would appreciate it if you could wait and next week bring those issues forward. I'm hoping that when we set a new structure, as commissions change, new structures for meetings change, and maybe that we'll have a set of rules that will allow a different thing to take place. I think we have to follow the structure that we have set forth.
I believe that's no, Don, but you're welcome to catch either any of the three of us, I'm sure, after we get to.
I just wish you all would be consistent.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. With that, if there's nothing else, we'll take a 5-minute recess and then come back and get started on our weekly agenda, which is posted out there in case anyone's interested. Thanks for being here.